the biggest impact ones are the fall worm, which is a type of armyworm, Tuta absoluta, which is a leaf miner. There's also maize necrosis disease for crops. With respect to livestock, we have foot and mouth disease. We have anthrax. These are causing a lot of problems already in the sub-region. And we fear that the avian influenza H5N8, which currently has been confirmed in Uganda, is suspected to have already infected two other countries in Eastern Africa, maybe coming down south because of the wild birds that migrate to the south from time to time. Now, with respect to the fall armyworm, it is a new pest in Southern Africa. It is endemic in the Americas, but for the first time, it is now in at least seven countries in Southern Africa. What concerns us is the speed at which this pest is spreading, considering that only in January, the first country in Southern Africa had this pest, but as I speak, already seven countries, and we think that it will spread further. It is also a pest that is very, very difficult to control.
Is there a sense of how much damage the region has seen so far as a result of these issues?
When it attacks, and if the farmers do not know what it is and there is delay in the reporting or doing anything about it, it can easily wipe up to about 70% of the crop. And there is evidence that this has happened in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and in South Africa, as well as in Malawi. So it is a very dangerous pest. The countries have been just doing assessments now on exactly how much hectare has been affected. It is also only now that they are also doing assessments of the intensity of the damage. Now, this meeting has had an opportunity to hear of some of those estimates, but it's early days yet before they complete the assessment.
Now, what are the biggest concerns for experts trying to combat these pests?
The biggest concern for experts is the fact that it is a pest that attacks not only maize, which is the major staple in Southern Africa, but it attacks also several families of cereals and other crops. And unfortunately, it can also attack forage, which can be used for livestock. So for issues of crop production as well as livestock production, it presents a huge problem.